We are looking at Surah Al-Ahzab, which is in the 21st juz into the 22nd juz of the Noble Quran. And in the verses that we are looking at, it is an address to the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honorable consorts, the wives of the believers. As we indicated yesterday, that they had made a request for a greater allowance, and this angered Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were then given the choice. If they wanted to remain in the marriage, they had that option, or they were allowed to then amicably leave the marriage. Allah Rabbul Izzah further elaborates on their position and the warning to them, saying that, Ya Nisa and Nabi, O wives of the Messenger, مَا يَأْتِ مِنْكُنَّ بِفَاحِشَةٍ مُبَيِّنَةٍ. Any one of you who perpetrates an act of foolishness, meaning that an inappropriate act, something that would cause inconvenience or difficulty to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is what is being referred to, or it could even include a sin. Remember, the higher the standing, the greater the responsibility. The Anbiya were reprimanded for even the slightest error. A learned person is also, there's a greater expectation and less room for fault than an ordinary person. When Zainul Abidin, the grandson of the Messenger, great-grandson of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was asked about something that he would be forgiven, he said, no. In fact, I'm concerned about myself to a greater extent. And I look at this verse of how the wives of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was addressed, and I look at myself in the same light. So if they were to commit an act of foolishness, يُضَافْ لَهَا الْعَذَابُ ذِئْفَيْنِ, they would then be punished double. Double punishment, حَسَنَاتُ الْأَبْرَارِ سَيِّئَاتُ الْمُكَرَّبِينَ, that a small error is considered inappropriate when a person has that high position before Allah Rabbul Izzah. And Allah Rabbul Izzah then says, وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا, and this is very easy upon Allah Rabbul Izzah to punish you in this way, to take you to task. This is something which Allah Rabbul Izzah has declared, and for him to execute what he's declared, there is no interruption in that. While the responsibility is also great, the reward is great. وَمَنْ يَقْدُتْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, and whoever of you obeys Allah and His Messenger, وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, and does good deeds, نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ, Allah Rabbul Izzah says that we shall bestow a reward two times. We'll get a double reward. وَآتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْخًا كَرِيمًا, and we've set aside for her a noble provision. So this noble provision that has been accorded is that for every good deed, according to the rank, there will be double reward. There will be double reward in this world. Further elaborating on the position, Allah Rabbul Izzah then says, يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِيِّ, O wives of the Messenger, O women of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحْدٍ مِّنْ نِسَاءٍ, you are not like ordinary women. You have the high rank of the mothers of the believers. In other words, your rank and status is not like that of other women. Allah chose you to be the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and made you the mothers of the believers. Therefore, if you offer a perfect example of piety and purity, as it is expected of you, then this will be heavily rewarded by Allah. But assuming some evil is committed by you, it will also be considered to be very heavy and repugnant, and in short, whether it be towards good or evil, your position is different of the normal, ordinary folk from the women. In ittaqaytunna, that therefore you need to continue to fear Allah, and part of that fear of Allah, فَلَا تَقْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ, you should not be soft in your speech. You should not be soft in your speech, meaning that there's a guideline. How should women talk to men? If you possess piety, Allah swear in your hearts, that when you speak to strange men, which was especially necessary for the mothers of the believers, and should not speak in a soft and alluring tone. Without doubt, lies place a natural softness and politeness in the voice of women. However, it ought to be the hallmark of chaste women that when they speak to strange men, they should adopt a very straightforward, a terse, and a very strong tone. This is so that فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِي مَرَضٌ, that it shouldn't be that those men who have desires in their heart, that they be moved with desire, that they become inclined to the lady when they hear the voice. Speak in a befitting manner. That is what is instructed. وَقُلَّ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا, speak in a befitting manner. And that is the directive. So this verse makes it clear that women are permitted to speak to strangers when the need is pressing. However, when they do not speak, when they do speak to men who are not their mahrams, their voices should not be soft, it should not be alluring, because this will create desire within the man's heart. And so this is the reason that women are not permitted to give the adhan, nor are they permitted to raise their voices with a talbiyah during the hajj. In fact, even if there's a mistake in the salah, they will clap, they will, they will gesture with a hand instead of actually correcting the imam. So in these verses that we've looked at today, the message is in terms of the voice of the women and the manner in which they should adopt when speaking to strangers.